at the 2020 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge, we have CU Engage's very own Jen Adabo. How are
Hello.
You, Jen?
I'm doing great.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks
as
for
always.
Having us.
And Mr. Brian Best from GTE Financial. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Welcome to the studio lounge.
Thank you.
How's conference going for you guys so far?
It's going great, actually. Anytime you can get together with a bunch of credit union folks.
5,000 of them.
Supporters. It's a beautiful thing. So,
it is. Yeah. It is. It's like the big family reunion.
It
they
is.
Say.
That's what I was going to say. 5,000 of our closest friends.
Indeed. Indeed. So, anything that you guys want? Are you any expectations? Any interest? What's standing out for you for this year?
So
at
for
the conference,
for us, it's a lot of spending time with our clients that are here. Yeah. You know, being able to get together all in a huge group, even kind of outside of the sessions, just to talk about what's going on, hot topics, and what's important to them. What are they hearing that they need to be that we need to be thinking about as consultants?
Right,
is
right.
The number one thing for us.
Right on, right, Brian. You got actually some big news here. First day. Well, I'll let you say it.
Sure. So first day as a CUNA board member, which is exciting.
Congratulations.
And also within, you know, the advisory board of CU Engage, which is also very, very exciting.
Well,
so.
Oh, CU Engage. Oh, I didn't notice. CU Engage.
Yeah, here we are.
Right?
Here we are.
We're
a very subtle consulting firm.
But no, it's a good thing because it's all about best practices. And if you can share best practices and move the industry forward, I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And so most industries don't do that. So, you know, that's what's special about credit unions. And
we talk.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
We talk together. So tell me about this advisory board that you guys, or advisory group that you guys have started. So why did you start it to begin with? And then how does it work from there?
So we just started it this year. We're thrilled. It's taken us 6 years to do it. And in hindsight, wish we would have done it day one. But we have such a great group of credit unions. And to Brian's point, there's so much collaboration within our industry that we felt like bringing a group of key leaders from across the country, varying sizes of credit unions, interesting dynamics as far as what the strategies are to come together periodically throughout the year to help influence us so that we can continue to stay ahead of trends, but also for them to be able to network within their peer group has been great for us. And so we have 14 folks.
14?
Most of them are CEOs and C-level executives from credit unions. We've also brought in a former Fiserv executive, a former Symitar executive, and then the CEO of Florida Funders in our market, which is really interesting because it's a startup. It's focused on fintech startups, and so they invest in a lot of new upcoming organizations. And we thought that would be an interesting perspective for these guys to hear, because so much of what we talk about, especially with what GTE is doing and their transformation, is about, okay, how do I partner with the right organizations? How can I stay ahead and be nimble to provide, you know, an amazing member experience? So, we're thrilled. Couldn't be happier. It's a great group.
And Brian, why don't you get your take on the whole advisory group and what's your position in it and how has it worked for you and how do you guys benefit from it?
Well, you have 14 folks and every one of them are trying to push the payments landscape or the envelope when it comes to not only for a really great experience, but in order to stay ahead of not only for our competitors, but also for fraud or for some other type of component within the payment industry. And what's impressive about that is that it's just so rapid. You know, technology is increasing so rapidly. You know, the whole landscape is changing, and so how do you stay ahead of that? When you put a lot of great minds together with an impressive group like with CU Engage, you know, we're all trying to figure out, okay, what's going to happen? What does that edge of fuzzy look like? And can you put things, you know, in front of us that may happen, may transform, and so can we get there and make a possible solution so, you know, credit unions can take advantage of it.
Right.
And so when you put all your minds together and come up with some research and development, that's a beautiful thing.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, I've had a number of fintech or technology people in the studio lounge already today, and we're all talking about the shiny red ball syndrome and how, like, you can, like, oh my gosh, look at that. How do you, I'm sure this group really helps out with that as well. It's like, how do you stay focused?
Well, I think
you can go in 100 different directions.
You can, and I think that's the hardest part is if you try to boil the ocean, you're never going to get there.
So
a lot of what we've been focusing on from the beginning have been, look at Horizon 1, 2, and 3. So make sure you're thinking about that Horizon 3, but you can't jump there. I mean, a lot of the stuff that they've done has been, you're building the foundation of where you want to go for the long term.
Right.
And so you have to balance the percentage of your brain power on, you know, how do I get there over time, but make smart decisions along the way so that you're changing at the appropriate pace and you're not too distracted by that shiny penny way down here, because you'll just never get there.
Right,
yeah.
right.
So.
How do you guys do that, Brian?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you guys are a very progressive credit union.
We
it's
are.
Well known. So how do you guys keep focused but still be progressive at the same time?
Well, we keep focused from, we have to take a step back and we look at it from our member lens. So we have advisory panels from our membership and we look at what they want first. And so we found out very at the very beginning that you have to create a intimacy with payments. They have to trust it. And what we found very at the very beginning about 3 years ago is that if they don't trust that, then you can't create an experience. And so then we also found out that if you're not in control of that experience, then you don't want to have other either industries or other people in control that don't have the exact same strategies as you do.
Yep.
So we had to take a step back of that. And so that's when we partnered with CU Engage and said, all right, so how do you create a very meaningful process and engagement, you know, system that will not only create an experience that we want, but at the same time that we can also create a benefit for the membership that is very progressive, you know, that is there, that trustworthy, that they know that they can count on.
Right.
And, you know, and oh, by the way, you know, we're also experiencing all these fraud pieces and all these other different items that's happening.
There's a balance there.
Yeah,
for sure.
And that's really, really difficult. And so that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, I know.
And I'm actually a member. So it's really cool for me to
see. You get to see it.
I get to see the other side of it, right? So, I mean, that's a really unique perspective from where I sit is watching everything that they went through and then being on the receiving side of it and seeing what they've done in building their own online banking platform and some of the marketing efforts they've done around payments and their card, the reissue of the cards and the rebrand. It's really been cool to see it the other side of it.
Now, I was going to bring up the same point because I was going to say my credit union as well, they're, when you see them on top of the tech stuff, but not going too far, you know?
Right.
But when you see that, it's like, wow, my credit union really gets it.
Right.
And that just reinforces the trust and then the loyalty I have in them because
they
know they're on the right track, you know? And so it's the same thing with you as well. So I think that's very reassuring to members, like, wow, you know, my credit union gets it.
Yeah.
And they're not only going to provide me with these really cool products and services, but they're going to protect me at the same time.
I think you should hashtag my credit union gets it, and let's see if we can make that go viral.
Like that.
Right.
That's a good thing.
I think it's cool.
I like that.
Right? We came up with it here, folks.
There we go.
Hashtag
right here.
My credit union gets it.
Exactly.
She did.
Right here.
Right now.
This is good.
Yeah.
Wow, what time is it again?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're done. You're done for
12:45,
yeah.
Something like
let's
that.
Let's mark it in time.
Exactly. Yeah. Trademark. So what else? I mean,
12:45.
Oh, Siri, be quiet.
Technology.
Gosh, sometimes she she wants to get in the show.
Yeah, that's
goodness gracious. She said there's no 12:45. There is
one.
Anyway, we digress. Siri digresses. So what else is the advisory group going to do? What goals do you have?
So for us, we're actually at a really interesting phase in our company. You know, we feel like we're pushing the reset button. So we've done a great job of building a foundation, I think, of trust, which is critical for our relationships with our clients. And now we want to evolve into leveraging technology internally in order to be more efficient, more effective.
Okay.
One of the things we really are focusing on with our clients is how do we help them make an informed decision as quickly as possible?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can't get there quickly, the whole credit union comes to a grinding halt.
Right.
And so it's about getting enough information to make a well-informed decision.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need from this group is to say, okay, how are we going to move into the next 10 years of this company so that we're not just falling back on, oh, we're doing it the same way every other consulting group has ever done it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be that consulting group. We want to be partners with our clients. There's a lot of focus right now on member onboarding, you know, lending strategies, benchmarking, and so we're really excited about where we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
We just announced a collaboration with Mark Sivright,
that's right.
Which has really been fantastic. So a lot of our credit unions have worked with Mark in their strategy, strategic planning, in his strategic leadership series, and so there's a lot of kind of parallel tracks within our client base that we're really excited about. So it's just an opportunity for us to make sure that we're not just thinking about CU Engage, we're thinking about the credit unions.
Right, exactly. Right. Overall, that's important.
Yeah.
For sure. Brian?
Well, I think it's, you know, you got two entities going on. So you have credit unions, you have CU Engage, you have two organizations all focused on moving forward, but it's really awesome responsibility, so it's a lot of pressure. But again, it's pretty interesting when you think about how do you kind of converge and all push at the same time. And so, you know, if you can do that, it's pretty neat. But again, you know, if you have 14 people plus you engage all focused on pushing the industry forward, then I think there's a lot of different opportunities to help, you know, accomplish that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you mentioned products, and I think, you know, the checking and the savings accounts, which I call cornflakes, are all gone, you know, the days of the past. Everyone has those, right? So you have to figure out new ways to create, you know, the new experiences of the future. And so, and if you don't stay ahead of those items, then I think you're going to be left behind.
Yeah.
And so, and that's what I like about, you know, us and CU Engage is that, you know, you have to figure out those ways. And if you don't, if you're not a trendsetter and if you don't pave that way, then you're going to get stuck behind. And so, and I really feel that way. And I think that if you don't focus on payments, if you don't focus on that future, it could be ugly.
Yeah, so, skate to where the puck's going to be, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. And to be involved with a group like this, a very progressive, like-minded group that are really skating where that puck is going to be or pushing the that proverbial envelope.
Right.
You know,
and what's cool too is we have credit unions in the group that don't have any branches. And so that strategy in comparison to somebody who's heavily investing in branches, it's really going to be interesting to bring all of that to the table and say, well, why are you doing it that way? And how are you addressing these challenges from a member perspective? And it's to have that dialogue is really going to be key.
I always think of PSECU when
George is on our board.
Okay, yeah. I always think of them when you say no branches, and they're like, you know, multi-billion-dollar group.
Right.
They have no branches.
Yeah, and amazing.
And it's been that way forever.
Right. Yeah.
So way before their time. Very cool stuff. Anything else to add, guys?
No, just appreciate it, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome, Brian.
Fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
What company are you with again?
Right.
I don't know. I can't see. Oh, there. Oh, see you.
Playing basketball at the booth if you want to take a couple.
There it is.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
well, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Let's visit down the line and see how the advisory group has gone.
Oh, yeah,
what
we'd love
things
to.
You're talking about.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool to see.
Sounds good, man.
All right, guys.
Thanks. Hold on.